Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 40, Scene 1, Akura's Disappointment. While Akura was offering his prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna disappeared from the water, exactly as an expert dramatic actor changes dress and assumes his or her original feature. After the Vishnu Murti disappeared, Akura got out of the water. Finishing the rest of his ritualistic performance, Akura went near the chariot of Balaram and Krishna and was struck with wonder. Krishna asked whether Akura had seen something wonderful within the water or in space. Akura replied, "My dear Lord Krishna, all wonderful things that are happening within this world, either in the sky or in the water or on the land, are factually appearing in your universal form. So, when I have seen you, what wonderful things have I not seen?" This statement confirms the Vedic version that one who knows Krishna knows everything, and one who has seen Krishna has seen everything, regardless of how wonderful a thing may be. Akura continued to speak, "My dear Lord Krishna, there cannot be anything more wonderful than your transcendental form. When I have seen your transcendental form, what is there left to see?" After saying this, Akura immediately started the chariot. By the end of the day, they had almost reached the precincts of Mathura. When passing from Vrindavana to Mathura, all passers-by along the way who saw Krishna and Balaram could not help but look at them again and again. In the meantime, the other inhabitants of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda and Upananda, had already reached Mathura by going through forests and rivers, and so they were awaiting the arrival of Krishna and Balaram. Upon reaching the entrance to Mathura, Krishna and Balaram got down from the chariot and shook hands with Akura. Krishna then informed Akura, "You may go home now, because Balaram and I shall enter Mathura along with our associates." "My dear Lord Krishna, I cannot go to Mathura alone, leaving you aside. I am your surrendered servant. Please do not try to avoid me. Please come along with me, along with your elder brother and cowherder boyfriends, and sanctify my house. My dear Lord Krishna, if you come, my home will be sanctified by the dust of your lotus feet. The water emanating from the perspiration of your lotus feet, namely the Ganges, purifies everyone, including one's forefathers, the fire god, and all other demigods. Why, King Bali Maharaj has become famous simply by washing your lotus feet, and all his relatives have achieved the heavenly planet due to his contact with the Ganges water. Bali Maharaj himself enjoyed all material opulences and later on was elevated to the highest exalted position of liberation. The Ganges water not only sanctifies the three worlds, but is carried on the head of Lord Shiva. O Supreme Lord of all other lords, O Master of the universe, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. My dear Akura, I shall surely come to your home with my elder brother Balaram, but only after killing all the demons who are envious of the Yadu dynasty. In this way, I shall please all my relatives. And so, Akura became a little disappointed with these words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Akura could not disregard Krishna's order. He therefore entered Mathura and informed Kamsa about the arrival of Krishna, and then Akura entered his own home. Thus ends Chapter 40, Scene 1, Akura's Disappointment. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.